Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about a pretty difficult topic, but a really, really important one, and that is dealing with human rights violations. At the moment, we live in the information age. We're privy to more information. We have more access to information than we ever have before. It's possible for us to get information from all over the world about a whole variety of things. Unfortunately, when it comes to human safety and the rights of people, there's still a great many places in the world where human rights, those things set out in the United Nations Charter, are just not assured, where people are unsafe, where people don't have freedom of expression, and where people are, you know, tortured and trapped for a whole variety of reasons. There are particular groups around the world that are more likely to be on the receiving end of human rights violations, whether they be women, whether they be LGBTQI folk, whether they be people with different political ideologies or people from minority groups. All of these, unfortunately, are more likely to be on the receiving end of quite gross human rights violations, and their lives are going to be massively impacted as a result of that. From where we are in our beautiful country of Australia, with quite amazing standards of living and opportunities and privilege, can be really, really difficult for us to process the fact that these human rights issues occur. The information can be really, really difficult for us when we receive it. And unfortunately, one of the big downsides of that is it can leave us feeling a little bit powerless and a little bit distanced from just what we might be able to do to make a difference there. I would just add, however, have all of us consider that even though we do live in our very privileged Australian existence, there are still a great many issues which are human rights issues which occur in our community, in our society, especially the treatment of Indigenous people and their lower life expectancy, lower literacy rates and things like that. So there's a lot of things we actually do need to consider at home as well. But this week's Mind Game is about how we can address the powerless that we might feel when we think about these catastrophic human rights violations. And the question that comes to me whenever I encounter something like that is, you know, what can I do? And I guess whenever we encounter a question like that, as long as it remains a question, we remain powerless. If we leave the question mark and that's where it ends, that's where our powerlessness starts. So my advice for everyone is to answer that question and to really seriously look at, what is it that I can do about this? What opportunities might I have in my world? How can I use my privileged position to be of some assistance? The other benefit of the information age and the internet and smartphones is that there are boundless opportunities for how we may be able to make a difference in the world. And my suggestion would be to try and find a local opportunity, something that's happening in your community, whether it be an interest group, whether it be a group that puts information out there into the world. It can be really, really important for all of us to get the right information and knowledge. As difficult as it is to hear about human rights issues, it can be really, really important for us to get that information and knowledge to stay informed over time and to share that where possible. Sometimes we can also make decisions for ourselves to avoid or boycott certain aspects of consumerism that might be associated with that. And the last thing I would suggest is there's a whole lot of groups around, like Amnesty International, Walk Free, organisations who are at the front lines of trying to assure, address human rights issues. And so joining those groups and staying informed through them can be really, really important as well. Being aware of campaigns, writing letters, signing petitions, all of those are steps that you can take to try and make the world a better place and ensure the rights of all humans on this lovely planet. So, be on the right side of human rights this week with Mind Games.